With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Accused of advocating the assassination of President Trump, ex-FBI Director James Comey has been indicted.
In the Eastern District of North Carolina, it doesn't matter who you are. We take all threat cases seriously and prosecute anyone who violates federal law, regardless of title or status.
Ellis Boyle, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina. Comey insists he's innocent of arranging seashells on a North Carolina beach in such a way as to advocate the assassination of the president. He posted a picture of it on social media. State dinner at the White House last night for Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla. Earlier, the monarch addressed a joint meeting of Congress, acknowledging turbulent times that challenged the U.S., the U.K., and the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict from Europe to the Middle East, which pose immense challenges for the international community and whose impact is felt in communities the length and breadth of our own countries.
A 45-year-old man is under arrest on suspicion of attempted murder after a stabbing in a London neighborhood with a large Jewish community. It's under investigation as an anti-Semitic attack. The victims, a man in his 30s, another in his 70s, said to be in stable condition. Powerful thunderstorms have swept across parts of Texas, sending at least two people to the hospital. Powerful winds ripped the roofs off of homes and flattened buildings in Mineral Wells, about 45 miles west of Fort Worth. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 153 points, the Nasdaq off 63, and the S&P is down 10 points. This is SRN News. Young Americans weigh in on marriage and family.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government of Cuba is presiding over one of the worst economic meltdowns in decades. With government aid running out, local churches are stepping up. Elderly residents in Havana are being fed three times a week at the Church of the Holy Spirit in the old city. Cuban senior citizens say the church meals are a needed supplement to the meager rations that they receive for free from state-run stores across Cuba. This is SRN News. Could this mark the beginning of the end of OPEC? The United Arab Emirates is leaving the organization.
That strips the oil cartel of its third largest producer and further weakens its leverage over global oil supplies and prices. The UAE's decision had been rumored as a possibility for some time as it pushed back in recent years against OPEC production quotas it felt had been too low. Regional politics are also likely at play. The UAE has had increasingly frosty relations with Saudi Arabia, OPEC's largest producer, over political and economic matters in the Mideast, even after both came under attack by fellow OPEC member Iran during the war. Keith Peters, Washington.
The State Department is preparing a limited release of commemorative U.S. passports that celebrate America's 250th birthday, featuring a picture of President Trump. More details at srnnews.com.